With that, we'll call the meeting into order and thank y'all for being here, both board members and the public. And after we finish our welcomes, we'll have a 15-minute period of public comment. If you'd like to speak then, we also have an opportunity for you to do so again at the end if you're still awake and still here. So that's completely up to you. But I'm Mike West. I'm the chairman. If everyone doesn't mind, as we usually do, introduce yourselves in case someone's here at the meeting that doesn't know who you are.
Sandy Watson.
Daryl Hutter.
Steve Woodsmore.
Kenzie Jackson.
Joy Fields, staff.
Jalen Lawson, staff.
All right, that's it. So, thanks for being here. We'll move right on to public comment. Does anyone out there have a comment or... kind of suspected now. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Making a habit of this, aren't I?
That's perfectly fine.
So, as you know, my name is Jan Nickerson, and I represent Friends of 276 Heritage. I come with two comments. The first is affirmation of Dollar General carrying through with their commitments this past summer. At the August planning board meeting, I shared with you a conceptual design of their proposed new store at the corner of 276 and Seagulf Mountain Road. Oops, I had that upside down. Sorry about that. This evening I share with you a photograph, and John's going to hand out my notes, a photograph of their progress, reflecting the whitewashed brick paneling at the base, the bottom 2 to 3 feet, and then the foundation for the hardy siding, which is expected to arrive this week or next. So the VP of Real Estate Development has affirmed that their intentions are going forward on completing this. We're very excited. While we didn't doubt it, it's just always nice to see it physically there. The second comment I have is about providing for directional signs on scenic corridors, the topic of last month's discussion. So while scenic corridors have historically provided for no off-premise signs, this board astutely recognized at the September meeting the value of and need for directional signs for establishments that are on or accessed via the scenic corridor. And we agree that signs that no larger than 20 square foot are appropriate for that purpose. My impression from that September board meeting was that the board did not intend to enable other off-premise signs on scenic corridors. And yet the wording that was quickly pulled together at that meeting, September 21, has that unintended loophole. Working with staff, I believe the following two revisions to the sign control ordinance would retain the current prohibition of off-premises signs on scenic corridors, yet provide for the directional signs you seek. One, reinstate section 4.6, adding the clause with the exception for signs allowed for section 5.11. So it would read, the following signs are prohibited. Off-premise signs designed to be visible from a road or a portion thereof, designated as a scenic corridor by the Transylvania County Board of Commissioners, with the exception of signs allowed for section 5.11. So we go back to, there are no off-premises signs, except that which we permit on 5.11. Then at 5.11, we modify what was agreed to last month, that there be one off-premise sign, that's not a change, from what you agreed last time, which is designed to be visible from a road or a portion thereof designated as a scenic corridor by the Transylvania County Board of Commissioners, no change from what you agreed to last time, but to be specified, shall be allowed per establishment which is located on or accessed by that scenic corridor. Such sign should be no greater than 20 square feet as agreed to last time. So the key input is that establishment which is located on or accessed by that scenic corridor. The second revision enables any establishment on or accessed by a scenic corridor to have a sign up to 20 square foot. Your attention. By making these two revisions, we reinstate the prohibition of off-premise or outdoor advertising signs, aka billboards, on scenic corridors other than directional signs as discussed above. And so we avoid Coca-Cola, Dollywood, and call 800 book your time billboards on our scenic corridors. We are working with the planning staff and are preparing for the County Commissioner's review and the public hearing yet to be scheduled. We want them to know that we support the recommendations you are making on the scenic corridor and sign control ordinances, subject to the two revisions noted above, again, which I believe reflect your intention. Thank you again for displaying a willingness to consider input from the public and your deliberations. We love this county. We would like to see it preserve its beauty and attractiveness to residents, artisans, tourists, and nature. And we believe that is in the best economic interest of our county. As Jane Adair so aptly put it at the August Planning Board meeting, this county has a great vibe, and were we to lose that vibe, we would become Anytown USA. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Anyone else have public comment? All right, hearing none, I'll close that. And as I said, there is an opportunity again at the end of the meeting. And in the past, and since there's only three of you, I have allowed public comment through the meeting, which I'm fine with as long as you don't stand up on the tables or punch us or anything. Just raise your hand, and as soon as I can get around to you, I'll recognize you.
Thank you.
With the noted exception, I'd like to be home by 9, but no. Go ahead.
I would like to share a concern that staff has about those revisions.
Okay.
And that is most of the roads in the county, you have to access through a scenic corridor if you're coming from South Carolina or Jackson County.
Okay.
And so it would in itself provide a loophole for many of the establishments in our county to put an off-premise sign there.
All right. Can I ask you a procedural question? Should we talk about this in old business?
It's our business to the county commissioners.
Okay.
So there's
having been approved by the planning board and submitted to the county commissioners, the next opportunity for change would be at the public hearing.
Okay.
By the county commissioners.
Yeah, I think what we could do is say, if the board supported this wording, we could send that to the commissioners and let them know.
Well, that's what the reason I'm asking when we should discuss it is because I would like to discuss it, but I didn't know if we were discussing it in the right place.
Okay.
If we want to move it to old business and discuss it, then we can get through the rest of this. If that's okay with everyone,
that makes sense.
It'd be just a few minutes down the agenda, but we will discuss it because I think you're correct that there might be a natural loophole there, but how do you fix it is the question. So, with that, let's move on to the agendas. I mean, the approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any changes from the agenda as printed?
No,
I'll move that we approve. All right. Moving second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Kaylin has kept me straight on this. We have two.
You approved one of the.
I thought so too, but. August?
You approved August.
So I just said.
You did not sign it.
All right. Well, I'll just do that right then.
I did not keep you straight. I apologize.
She made me crooked. All right. We will approve then the meeting September 21st. Meeting minutes, or look at them, review them, ask any questions, won't have any concerns.
I move we approve September 21st.
Second.
Moved and seconded, and is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the September minutes being approved, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm just about to call them moments. It's been an interesting day. All right. Subdivision approvals and updates. Roy?
Since our last meeting, in front of you, you can see the subdivisions that we have approved and reviewed, if it was not a true subdivision, based on the definition of subdivision. And you will see that there were 15 exception plats that were either a recombination of a previously approved lot or a changing of boundary lines between adjoining property owners. There was a one-lot subdivision in the Cathy's Creek area.
Mm-hmm.
It did not include the creation of a new road.
So were all those adjoining property lines and Hogback tied together? Was that one big knot? Or?
What's your question?
All the there's a bunch of them in Hogback that are
that
changing
is,
the boundary
line.
That
is the very fancy trailer park.
Oh, okay.
And many of those, and you will see many more of those, many of those lots are just adding like 20 feet down the hillside.
Yeah, that's kind
that,
of a,
that was public.
Okay,
that's so it was Greenway property, the property.
That's kind of my question. Were they all together? So mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. Okay. All right. Any questions for Joyce regarding subdivision? All right. Moving right along. Old business. Nope. Yep, old business. Sign ordinance.
Sign ordinance.
Now.
So, I incorporated your comments from the last time
uh-huh.
in the sign ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent the sign ordinance with an agenda memo and a one-page synopsis of the changes. So going through, highlighting the changes that have taken place and a quick reasoning behind those changes. And we sent them a letter from Lake West with that, and they received that last week.
It's one of the nicest letters I've ever written to County Commission. I'm pretty proud of it. All right. I'll open this. I think this is the time to talk about Ms. Nickerson's comments. As I remember it, the intent was to keep everything except business signs off. Now, with what Joy said there might be a loophole within a loophole, and it gets all messed up. But the intent, as I remember it, was to keep anything except business signs that were off of the court. For example, if there was a pottery shop a quarter of a mile off the corridor, they could have a sign 20 square feet or less directing people to that. I don't think we intended to have, what was that called, 1-800-something for a good time signs up. I don't think we ever intended that. So, I agree with that. I think that was the intent of what we agreed upon. Somebody help me if I'm wrong, but I think she's accurate there. And I also think Joy may be accurate that because you can access anything from a scenic corridor, we may need to look at that wording.
Joy and I look at sometimes the enforcement and the reality of somebody coming in. So if someone is coming up 276 through Caesar's Head and they're going over to Rosman to see a business, are you going to count the number of turns or how many miles or distance they're off the scenic corridor? But technically, and someone would come in and argue to us, technically we is off that corridor because you have to drive on, if you're coming from South Carolina, you have to be on that corridor to go to Rosman or Topsaway or wherever else. So every business is accessed by every road in the county.
I see what you're saying, and there's plenty of...
There's a map of roads here if you'd like to see it. So as submitted to the county commissioners, this road is a scenic corridor here, 276. 281 is a scenic corridor here. 64 is a scenic corridor here. There is a scenic corridor right here. So the only road that's of significant size that doesn't have scenic corridor designation is 64 coming from Hendersonville.
Old 64.
No, Hendersonville, 64, sorry. Crab Creek and 178. All the others cross a section of the scenic corridor.
So your concern is that even if something were well off that corridor, because the access is from the scenic corridor, it could have an off-premise sign.
The one thing it would do is it would limit the advertisements on scenic corridors to businesses located in or just outside of Transylvania County.
Right.
Most likely.
It is. And that would, since it was, you know, I tend to see what you're saying.
If we can figure out how to word this in such a way to keep our intent, I'd like to find a way to do that. That's the problem with regulation, is that there's always a woodyard lawyer who figures out a way around it. And I agree wholeheartedly that the intent was to keep scenic corridors free from Coca-Cola billboards or McDonald's billboards or Walmart billboards, whatever.
Why don't we explicitly state that?
State what?
That is the intention of this section.
You can't regulate it on content.
No. Yeah, so that's the issue.
You can on location. So you could regulate per establishment located within Transylvania County.
Yeah. And the intention
of that opens it up pretty wide.
It does.
Is there anything if our intention is to restrict signage on scenic corridors to businesses located either directly on the corridor or just off of it, why can't we restrict it to that? And say that's all in the scenic corridor, you must meet this criteria.
So is her wording correct way of doing that? Shall be allowed per establishment which is located on or accessed by that scenic corridor.
I think the word is or accessed by.
Yeah.
Because George said you can access Sapphire from 276.
However.
Which is technically true, but how many times you got to go?
In that case, we're going to need to put some kind of distance limit off the scenic corridor.
Right. Because I understand what you're saying, but I don't really know that it would be a problem, but then when
it may not be.
Right, but that wasn't the intent of what we said. So I think
part of the intent was to keep somebody on the side road half a mile away of having a sign to, or a mile away down the side road.
I think the other
Joe Shack 1 mile this way. We don't want those.
But there are little businesses like right 270, there's a little pottery business out there that without advertising probably would suffer greatly. Mm-hmm. So that was the intent, was how do we allow businesses to capitalize on their location without adding mm-hmm. clutter.
If that's the concern here, I think we need to have it stated more restricted. And then there's always the variance. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. For someone that, if a half mile or a mile off the scenic corridor is as far as we want to go, and they're a mile and a tenth, they can ask for a variance. And I don't know what kind of distance you guys have in mind.
I don't know that we actually set a distance, but
it's 2 miles.
I mean, if the concern here, even with this wording, is that someone in Sapphire is going on a directional sign coming off 270.
Which I really, I think that's a theoretical practice. I don't really think that's going to happen, but it could. In theory, it could.
So is it a loophole we want to address?
I guess that's really the question. The question is, can we address it without creating more problem than we did address it the first time?
We could let the commissioner decide.
If we don't say anything, then and Ms. Dickerson brings it up in the public hearing and throws it into the lap of the county commission to decide that. I don't disagree with what's said here. I just want to make sure it's being said correctly. That's my concern.
What was the cabinet shop that we used as an example last week?
Stone.
And the process, I guess, Daryl, for doing this would be we would say that we recommend, in a memo form, we recommend changes after our discussion, this issue occurred, and we feel this will resolve the issue. A memo like that, okay.
Yeah. I think you need to say, according to how the vote goes,
right.
If it's unanimous, then you can say the board unanimously or it approved these changes, and we would like you to consider making those here in the public hearing process.
Sandy, Steve, y'all got anything on you that? Are you happy with the wording? I guess let's start with the first two questions. The first question would be the way that it's written here. Are you happy with that, or is there something we need to do? Or I guess it would be my first question to you.
Mm-hmm. I think it is a loophole. I mean, looking at it, someone theoretically could have a sign on several scenic corridors for their wine establishment. I can't see them doing that so far away.
What?
They wouldn't need a variance the way it's worded here, would they?
I don't think they would. Same question to you, Steve. You got any? Okay.
No.
Okay.
I think the problem is, like Joey said, is everything's accessed off of that senior court. Regardless, I mean, houses,
anything.
So you have something that's half a mile long, they get a sign. I think our intent was, frankly, to limit the number of signs along Civic Court.
Yes, sir.
One suggestion on wording, and you can, I can hear there's going to be a discussion as to what the number is.
Right.
It could be for businesses located on or within half a mile of Civic Court. And it would be specific enough that then the variance could be discussed. I was thinking about within a reasonable distance, reasonable is not specific enough. But if we say half a mile and somebody comes and says, a mile is 6 tenths of a mile, you can get a variance. But I think having something that specific is very clear as what the intent is.
Okay. Good. All right.
I think that's the only way. This leads us in a new direction. I still see the potential for a loophole. I think if you add that distance, you arrive at what the intention of the board is trying to achieve.
Okay.
So I'm 60.
You can't be less restrictive with the variance process. I mean, more restrictive, you can be less. So
right.
We need to write it so that it's more restrictive. And they will at least have to come in and go through the process.
I'm kind of squeamish about regulations. I haven't made any qualms about that, but I understand what you're saying, and I think if this is going to be there probably needs to be, as you said, some way to kick the process off, and you can be less restrictive at that point. But if we, it's kind of like being a school teacher. You got to start off hard and hope ease up. I understand. I got the principle. I know what you're saying.
From Stone Mountain Cabinetry, so Price Hill Baptist Church is 2.4 miles.
So he'd have to have a variance if he did without my
And he currently has a sign at Barclay Road.
But if you say, if you go out 2.4 miles, you have a very big circle all of a sudden.
Or three, or four, or ten,
or what, you all of a sudden have a huge circle. Which I think kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
So.
And existing signs are
grandfathered. That would solve that problem. Won't solve the next one, but it solves that problem.
I think we're going to let the county commissioners handle it in the public hearing and see what they want.
Are you making that in form of a motion?
Yeah, I move we leave it like it is, let the county commissioners decide.
Okay. I don't hear a second on that. All right.
I'm still got like a second.
All right, hold on, Will. Yeah. The public hearing hasn't been scheduled yet.
It has not.
When are they actually going to consider this?
They will likely receive it on Monday.
Okay.
I can see it, what their agenda says online.
My question is, would we have time to table this for now and consider it next month, or do we need to move on it?
I'm sure we can ask them really if this has come up.
I mean, I don't want to jam up the process, but I don't want to, if we think it's important to move on this, I don't want to.
Their November 14th meeting is getting really full.
So you say it might
be. If we push it, it may not be until December.
Okay.
I think their focus right now is the courthouse issue. Big time.
So would this
work? And Darrell, I'll ask you, since you've got some insight into the county commission. If we decide to table it, can I make a call or send a memo to Larry and say we've had an issue come up that we'd like to add some comments on? Would that delay them? I mean, would that be unacceptable way to do it?
I think they would work with us. In that capacity. Certainly.
Okay. And I'm not suggesting that we move because I want to go home. I'm suggesting that we're looking at a wall right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's pondering it. Do we have time to think it over and come to a better solution next month and then send them, if I were to send a memo or make a phone call,
yeah,
and tell them we have an issue that's come up that we would like to make another additional recommendation. Mm-hmm. Would that work?
Just to try to secure the intent.
Right.
What's
a good secure the intent?
of the planning board on that issue.
Okay.
we kind of loophole brought to our attention.
Okay. So if
I think they would be okay with that.
Was that? I don't know if that's a motion or not. Would that be acceptable to everyone? That if I were to just make a phone call or send an email to Larry Chapman and tell him that we are discussing an issue to secure the intent of the ordinance, and we would like to send him a recommendation after our November meeting. Does that work for everybody? You good? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take care of that then.
What do you have?
You're looking at me funny.
I'm doing.
Or is it just kind of funny? Look, I don't know.
It is on the agenda for the October 23rd Board of Commissioners meeting to receive the revisions to the sign control ordinance and the scenic corridor designation ordinance.
Okay. So does that mean I need to make a phone call really quick, or what?
What's the date of that meeting?
Monday.
The 23rd.
Monday is the 23rd. Tuesday.
Monday, no. Monday.
Okay, Monday. That's close.
I think you got time, and I think the process will probably be, it won't all be handled that evening anyway.
Yeah. Okay. I will get a hold of Larry tomorrow and tell him what came up tonight, and we would like to have until November to consider it, see what he says. Because I think we definitely have found a possible something that could get away from the intent of what we what we wanted it to be. So if everybody's good with that, I'll take care of that in the morning. So Ms. Nixon, we are working on it. It'll just take a little time.
If they were to move forward with what they have on the agenda and discussing what they already have in front of them, I wouldn't be concerned that, you know, it'll come back up again for public hearing before they pass it. So there's three different times that they'll consider it, in which, you know, within that time frame, they should be able to entertain this recommendation from us.
Were it to come up on the 23rd,
yeah,
they didn't have changes from you.
Yeah.
I just would like them to know, as I'm making my comments, that this is not in conflict with what you're all doing. We're all on the same page on this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have any issue telling Mr. Chapman that. I'll call him tomorrow and let him know that we've had an issue and that we're trying to figure out how to make it close to our original intent.
Right.
Larry will like the words original intent, so I'll use that. Anyway, moving right along.
Steven,
yes, sir.
Is the only factor yet to be determined the distance?
I think so.
And if so, we could put in the wording now and have your memo be this distance is open for discussion because while we like the idea, we don't know precisely the distance. And I think that might keep it going.
I'll discuss it with Larry. I think it's the best way for me to do it and tell him that we've had some question about the wording of it, question about the distance, and that we would just like some time as a board to let it age, and then we'll come up with an answer. But I'll definitely talk to him tomorrow. If I can get him on the phone, I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Thank you.
But I think that it's important that we get as close to what we really meant as possible. So, but if I send that to him, and if he wants a formal memo, I'll write it up or have.
You know,
whoever wrote that letter for me that was really nice to the county commissioners, I made them to write that.
You know, there's one question I'm thinking is that why do you want to make this change?
So that signs don't get put up.
So what?
So that signs, 20-foot signs, aren't put up on scenic corridors which are not consistent with your intent. So I could see we buy ugly houses. Signs going up on every single scenic corridor. Who wants that?
We don't.
No, but the way it's worded now, that could go up. And again,
you get one. That's all.
One per.
But it's per establishment.
Right.
They're not really.
And so, well, they could say, "I'm a business. I'm a business in Atlanta, and I'm putting up a sign at every place where I can." Call my 800 number.
It seems to me that in the discussion last month, please somebody correct me if I'm wrong, that the discussion was about businesses directly along the corridor. It was not business in general. It was businesses directly along. I mean, I certainly remember that coming up. So
that's the way I remember.
Yeah, directly on that.
I understand where the issue is. I just want to make sure we're resolving it the right way without creating more problems. That's why I want to let it age a little bit.
Yeah.
Is that explicitly stated?
That's the question, I guess. Is and if not, how do we make it explicitly stated? So my thought on it, or not a recommendation, my thought on it is that I contact the commissioners, the chair, and let him know that we have some additional concerns that have been brought to our attention, and that we would like until November to give him those recommendations, and I'll discuss the issue with him. If you don't mind, can you email this to me?
Sure.
And I'll give you my email address. It's on recording, so anybody, I guess, can send me one now, but that's okay. mwest.28772@yahoo.com.
28772?
Yeah, zip code of Roslyn. I don't forget that one. But so if you would send me this, and I can cut and paste.
Yeah.
That way I can cut and paste it directly as you wrote it and tell them here's what we're discussing.
I like John's improvement instead of access by within.
Right.
So,
and I wrote a footnote out to the side of that. And as I speak with Mr. Chapman, I'll let him know that was the distance was a concern, and I'll try to reflect as accurately as possible what's just been said in here. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to get your wording exactly.
Sure.
And I don't want to have to type. I'm really
happy to face the words. All
right.
Mike, I believe that we would need a formal motion, second, and vote to unsubmit or to withdraw the.
I don't think we're withdrawing. We're saying here's a concern.
I thought you wanted it off the Board of Commissioners' agenda.
Oh, to do that? No,
I don't think we need to do it.
I just think we need to tell them that there's additions, that there's been an additional concern, and that we would like
finally coming awake and reading this. 4.6 doesn't address scenic corridors. It's the scenic byways, which are designated by the state.
Right.
And they have to follow whatever regulations they've got. So we
It's the old 4.6. So now you can make it 4.10, or you can reinstate the old 4.6.
4.6 was worded.
I don't think we're pulling it off the agenda. I think we're just telling there's more information.
Like this, except that it says it's not going to be enough for the corridor.
It's designated
by.
No. You think when you do it, we can't.
You guys requested that be removed.
No, I would like for them to discuss.
They're
all pretty screen phases
off
to doing
it.
I just want to make sure they get this information at some point. Right. That's all I'm trying to
do.
If we need to do that by motion, we can. But I just plan on letting Larry know that there's more information out here.
If you're going to leave it on the
agenda. Yeah, no, I don't want to ask him to pull it off the agenda. I just want to let him know there's more information, but we would like until November to take action on it.
There's no point in us stalling the process for them to go ahead and handle what we're comfortable with without the exception of this one.
I understand. No, thank you.
I think he'll be fine with it. I don't think it'll be an issue at all, but I'll get in touch with him tomorrow, and we'll see where it goes. I could be dead wrong, but
I don't think so.
All right. So everybody's happy with the process as we've laid it out. Okay. All right. What else are we going to discuss here? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hijack my agenda there. But.
So the county commissioners are receiving this and these ordinance changes on Monday. Planning board members who would like to attend would be welcome.
What time is it?
7:00.
You're up at 4:00.
I can do it.
Yeah.
You have to be up at 4:00 the next day. Would you like me to let them know that due to your work schedule you were unable to attend? But
if you write them a really nice letter like you did before, I'd say because I don't seem to be able to write.
I'll do my best to be there.
Okay. Daryl's the vice chair, so if he's there,
I might be able to.
Okay, well, if many of us can go, that would be good. I have to be up at 4:00 to be at work early on Tuesday morning.
Bring a pitchfork, just in case.
Well, now, if you're bringing pitchforks, I might come along. Anyhow.
I wouldn't say that about action minutes.
No.
Do we try to sit together?
Yeah. And I'll try to get, Larry will have this wording in his hands, although we haven't. I'm going to tell him that's the issue. We haven't quite figured out how to, what our recommendation is yet, but this issue was brought up in front of us, and we think that we would like time to review it. So he'll know what we're talking about, so it really sort of will be out there.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else were we going to talk about? Anything else? Just that?
That was the update on the student corridors.
Any more old business? All right, new business.
Thank you.
I thought we had one brave soul, but I think she's leaving too.
Appreciate what
you'll
do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What?
It's nothing to do with this. Can I ask her a question?
Sure, absolutely. Next thing is new business, Mountain Ridge.
You all have her stuff before, correct?
We had a conversation with her, and she shared with us her comments earlier this week.
But she hadn't given you anything, correct?
She did earlier this week, and the agenda packet had already gone out, so we were unable to include. And
you knew where I was going.
And I was not sure if she would be presenting it to you all or going directly to the county commission.
Okay,
and so, yes. If we get a week before the meeting, we try to provide you with anything that we have.
I understand it too, but that's not a good sign.
There has to be more in there.
That is a bad sound.
There has to be more in there.
I think we all had coffee tonight.
I don't know if there is.
Wiped it out.
It'll take 2 minutes.
Daryl didn't get any?
Yeah, Daryl got a cup. I got half a cup.
I tried to
share with him. Is there any need? He had splendid in his. Is there any need to make any more? Does anybody want any more?
I'm good.
I mean, there's no reason to make it anymore. I'll drink it when I go home. So I'm good. Okay. Mountain Ridge Protection Ordinance.
So I have a story for you all.
All right.
Back in the early 80s, according to their website, 1982, there was a high rise, Sugar Top Mountain High Rise, permitted and underway in North Carolina, in Sugar Mountain.
Oh,
yes. Ski up toward Moon.
Okay.
It's a banner rail.
There was a lot of concern. There was a concern about water rights. How are they going to get enough well water? And if they take the well water out of the ground water table, where are people downstream going to get their water? If they have sewage and the leach field malfunctions, where is that going to end up? They had issues with the building not being constructed well enough for the high winds that they received up there. And so there was a lot of concern, and there was a general statute that was passed by the General Assembly in reaction to the concern that they heard about something of this magnitude going on to the beautiful mountain ridges of western North Carolina. And that general statute allowed local municipalities to write an ordinance to protect their mountain ridge tops by 1984.
Transylvania County crafted a mountain ridge protection ordinance, and you guys received a copy of that in your packet. That ordinance has a different form than the other ordinances because it has been codified. And so these sections are what it looks like after it's been put into a code book. From that time, when that was drafted in 1984, we have been provided, the USGS, I should say, created a data source of all the protected ridges in North Carolina. So in 2006, data for Transylvania County was updated, was now available for the protected mountain ridge tops. The map that I sent you in the mail has yellow squigglies and it has green squigglies.
Yes. No orange.
The yellow squigglies are 3,000 feet in elevation and are ridges that are 500 feet above the adjacent valley floor. The green squigglies, green ridges, are only 500 feet above the valley floor. Going back to the North Carolina legislature and the general statute, there is a provision that says counties and cities with a population of greater than 50,000, I think it's 50,000, it may be 55, I have it underlined, it's 50,000, may eliminate the requirement of 3,000 feet. Now, our population is not greater than 50,000 in Transylvania County. So, the mountain ridges that we can regulate and protect through our Mountain Ridge Protection Ordinance are those that are 3,000 feet, greater than 3,000 feet in elevation, and rise 500 feet above the valley floor. That eliminates all those green ones. However, we do have some along the Haywood and Jackson County boundaries that are orange. And they don't show up well in the map that I sent home or sent through the email. But this line here, most of it, is a mountain ridge that is 3,000 above. And 500 feet.
They've never been over 215 in their will.
Yeah.
Right. Right. If you look at our current ordinance, it defines a protected mountain ridgetop, but it does not say above 3,000 feet in elevation.
Is that state law then?
It's state law, general, which trumps our local ordinances.
Yes.
Very true. But our local ordinance also has a list of protected mountain ridges.
Oh.
It has a list in the back of the ordinance. It's the last page of the ordinance that was sent to you. That wasn't yours?
I didn't get
one.
No, I thought it was because it was in our ordinance book. There are 16 mountain ridges that were identified through using maps and looking at contour lines and looking at mountain ridges that were above 3,000 feet back in the 1980s. However, using the USGS layer that we have access to, the 16 is increased to 48. So, back in 1984, using US, just the quad maps, USGS maps.
Prior to the computer.
Prior to the computer. Doing it by hand. The list of protected mountain ridges that have been regulated by our building department was 16. 16 protected mountain ridges plus Dunn's Rock. Because in the ordinance, they specifically say Dunn's Rock is included in the protected mountain ridges. As we are reviewing ordinances, trying to have them match each other in form, and trying to have them updated, we are bringing the Mountain Ridge Protection Ordinance to you all to consider based on the new data that we have and to update it.
Can I ask you what may seem like a dumb question?
What?
If state law already regulates this, what's the purpose of our local ordinance? I understand the local can be more restrictive.
It can be more restrictive and include Dunn's Rock.
Outside of that, is it more restrictive?
No.
Do we actually have a need for a local?
Self-coverage?
You're right. You're right. That is one other thing. The general statute does not consider cell towers to be a structure.
Okay.
Or a tall building. A tall building or a structure. It is a not the definition that the general statute uses for tall buildings does not include cell towers.
Because we have our own, like,
if I remember correctly, if I remember correctly, when we did the cell tower ordinance, this was back a long time ago, it refers to this ordinance.
The Mountain Ridge Protection Ordinance, it does.
To answer your question, that's why you'd have a need for one, unless you said something like, any ridge protected by the state and Dunn's Rock. I mean, that could be as simple as that. But the cell tower ordinance, if I remember correctly, makes direct reference to the Mountain Ridge Protection Ordinance as restricted places for cell towers, if I remember right. So you have to have something. I don't know if it has to be all this.
How different have you compared our ordinance to the state ordinance?
I have.
How different is it?
This is the general statute here. One of the things that you'll see is the towers of any equipment for transmission of electricity or communications or both are not included in the definition of tall buildings and structures. If you look at our ordinance and you look at the purpose of our ordinance, it is almost verbatim, but our ordinance lacks a sentence that's in the general statute, and that sentence is, extremes of weather can endanger buildings, structures, vehicles, and persons. So the purpose of regulating these tall buildings and structures is to reduce the safety hazard from extreme weather.
So could this be as simply done as adding cell towers to the definition of a built of our definition, and then saying any ridge currently protected by the state and Dunn's Rock?
If I had my druthers, I would. That's the way I would do it.
You want to add cell towers?
I would. I mean, I would have exempt. I would have the state ordinance as stated. We don't need our own necessarily.
Okay.
To restate a lot of the same thing. I'd have the state ordinance as a template, as a basis. Add on top of that what we identify, including cell towers.
So
the reason I brought that up,
yeah,
is because I'm almost certain that this ordinance itself is addressed as a cell tower ordinance.
Okay. I mean, our county ordinance can be the state ordinance
with cell towers and Dunn's Rock. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. But we don't have to reinvent the wheel here.
Exactly.
That's where I'm going with this.
And we're on the same page.
Now, are you guys happy with this as it is with those exceptions? Do you have any?
We have a couple of changes, and I'm happy to show them to you. One of the reasons that we have the ordinance is to show who gives the permit and what happens if a tall building or structure is permitted. You guys as a board have to review it. If a tall building or structure is going to be permitted on a protected mountain range, the planning board has to approve it, and then the Board of Commissioners has to approve it. And so it gives an enforcement capability for the county to keep our protected mountain ridges protected.
It also states jurisdiction, administration, enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we had no ordinance at all and just said let's follow the state.
I think what I would recommend is taking the actual regulation of it outside of the local changes we make to include Dunn's Rock cell towers. Everything else follows the state plan, and then we tack on our enforcement. And that is our local. That way, I mean, there's really nothing you can argue with there. We can be more, we can't be less restrictive than the state.
I believe the current ordinance does basically that.
It does.
Yeah. Okay.
It does. We have a couple, just taking a quick view of the ordinance in preparation for today, there were a couple things. One is that we thought that you guys might want to consider. One is the weather hazards. That was the one purpose of the ordinance that is in the general statute and not in the local ordinance. It is a very long sentence that could be broken into bullet points, but addresses the water supply, addresses sewage, addresses downhill residents, addresses the concern for safety from fire protection. The one thing it doesn't address is the safety concerns from the weather hazards. And it addresses the air navigation. So if you guys appreciate that purpose of the general statute, you can add that, or we can leave it as it is. Looking at the wording of the sign control ordinance, we mimicked that in the authority, pursuant to the authority and provision conferred by Article 14 of Chapter 113A. And then, similar to the sign control ordinance, we thought maybe moving administration to the front so that we know who is the enforcement officer would be helpful for people who want a permit. And then looking at the definitions, do we need to define county commissioners, planning board, permissive and mandatory? But really the one change is adding the 3,000 feet in elevation. At least 3,000 feet in elevation. And Dunn's Rock and the definition. So it's clear it's not every mountain ridge that is 500 feet above the adjacent valley floor, because we're not allowed to regulate that. And I don't think most of the county would want to, because there's a lot of mountain ridges that is all the green lines based on the definition. But again, you're right. We can't regulate on those green lines because of the general statute. But people.
Why can't we regulate on those? Because it's stable.
Because our population is less than 50,000.
Less than 50,000.
You what? I got another dumb question for you. Jurisdictionally, a lot of those yellow lines are already, they're in federal lands or state lands.
That's what I was going to say.
So if you look at the data for all of the county, there's over 200 protected mountain ridgetops. When you eliminate those that are in state lands, in the Headwater State Park, the ones around gorges are difficult because the ridge line is longer than the part that is in gorges.
Right, I see that.
You see that? So if you eliminate the ones that are completely contained within federal or state land, there's 48. So you're right. It's beyond our jurisdiction to regulate those within federal and state land.
We can't regulate 500 feet.
No. There is one question of whether the structures that are not included in the definition of a tall building or structure, if we follow the format of the sign control ordinance, they would be exemptions to the ordinance. So do we leave it in the definition of what a tall building and structure is, or do we highlight that these are exempt? Because that is essentially what that definition did, was it made fire towers, historical structures that are tall and on protected mountain ridges, and structures that are vertical projections on a building. They're not regulated by the ordinance because they do not fall under the definition of tall building and structure. So they're exempt. Do we want to make a category that is exempt to make it clear? Or do we want to leave it because the general statute has it under the definition of tall building and structure? So if we're following general statutes, we would leave it just as it is. We wouldn't change it. Enforcement officer was moved to the front so that the public would know who the enforcement officer was. And there's a couple of questions that we have. Windmills? Have we seen windmills on top of another building? No. The way the sentence is written, it's structures of a relatively slender nature and minor vertical projections of a parent building, including chimneys, flagpoles, flues, spires, steeples, bell flags, wires, or windmills.
Windmills could count if you got some of those candy windmills and put them on. They've done it over in Avery County.
Oh, I know. So, do we want those to be exempt?
No.
If we don't want those to be exempt, we need to eliminate this word from this section and make it like cell towers, where they have to be permitted. If we want to have windmills that are tall, above 40 feet in height, be permitted, then it needs to be removed from this exemption or from the definition of a tall building or structure.
What are you going to do with Duke Power? Put a line up.
Sure, there's
big hills on the ridge, because that's where the wind is.
Well, that's why if we take them out of the exemptions, then they at least have, they just have to permit it. And you can permit it as a board, but they also have to grant to you.
And they kill a lot of birds.
They do.
And they
get all kinds of complaints about the noise of this thing. It's been a disaster.
So do we want to eliminate them to require them to have a permit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would say so. But I'm basing that largely on what I know from the headache that the windmills they put in Avery County. I think it's Avery County. And I'm pretty sure they put them on a ridge. It's been a nightmare for them.
So, I came from West Virginia, and they did the same thing in New River Gorge. So when you're rafting out in the middle of the New River,
yeah.
there's, you know, 500.
They're unsightly.
Yeah, they are.
There's research that, so you mentioned the birds that are getting killed by them. The bats also get killed by them. And they have found a speed that is slow enough that still generates electricity that reduces the mortality of birds and bats. So that could be part of the permit.
Do they have to put up more windmills then?
Huh?
Do they have to put up more windmills to make up for the
No, because it's
loss
only 2 hours.
Productivity?
It's just 2 hours in the morning and in the evening.
I'm just messing with you.
Another place in the United States, it's not just been bats, it's been all kinds of birds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it would be around here because...
Yeah, we're in the flight path.
And I'll say to you again, about the minimum height of those things is 200 feet. And the and some of them are higher than that, and the blades are 80, 90 feet.
Yes.
And they go womp, womp, womp. Those buildings come around. Now, because of the gearing and the structure on the top of the tower, yeah, it can be a real slow movement of the windmill and still be able to generate 60 hertz power.
The only other thing that I remember that we wanted to ask you all, I mean, do we have consensus or do we need a motion?
I don't think we need anything right now. I mean, we just...
Consider.
Yeah.
Consider one else. The eaves or permits for tall...
Pull that up a little bit, please,
because
I'm old.
You're old. You want to see it? Okay. When you look at the ordinance, there is a section that says what needs to be in a permit. So, a permit is only required for those buildings and structures that are taller than 40 feet. So, residential, single-family, single-story houses don't require a permit. They are allowed on these protected mountain ridges. Those buildings that are greater than 40 feet require a permit. And in the permit, they ask for the plans of proposed water and sewer layouts, excluding individual wells and septic systems. So do you want to exclude individual wells and septic, or do you want them to be included in the plans for a very large home or a hotel? Something to consider.
It should be. You go back to the purpose and it specifically talks about that, right? Water,
mm-hmm.
Right. Health, and yeah. So why would you?
So, yeah. So an option is to note whether the water and sewer is a community system or individual. And that comes from our subdivision ordinance. Any plans for a subdivision, they are required to note whether it's a community system or a individual system. And if we are doing a permit for a tall structure, at least we would know whether it was a combined sewer community system or an individual system.
In other words, if somebody wanted to build a hotel with 100 units, they have one well, or would they have a whole bunch of wells?
So we know that.
We know that.
Even if it's an individual one that has the capacity, it would be wise enough. Yeah.
I also have more of a 50,000 foot question for you.
50,000.
Yeah, how easy? You said this is in the community.
The subdivision.
Right. How easy is it for somebody to cross reference all the ordinances? I know you do it, I know you understand it, but. One of the maddening things to me is bureaucracy.
Right.
Because bureaucracy I can go to 6 different places in a day and they'll all say, well, that's not my responsibility. I'm just asking a sort of a general question of, okay, that's covered in another ordinance. Do we note that you need to see this ordinance
No.
for that definition?
And we I don't know that there's a definition of a community or individual water and sewer, but it in the subdivision ordinance, when someone is dividing land into more than one lot, they are required to note whether it's going to be a community system or an individual system.
I guess I'm asking a bigger question.
May I respond?
Yeah.
This statement here is not meaning that we need to refer to the subdivision ordinance. Joy was just saying, in the style that we did before, and
right,
for uniformity's sake, we want to use the wording.
Okay, that's what I'm
similar to another ordinance for simplicity. But this is not referring to the subdivision ordinance.
In any point where we refer to another ordinance inside an ordinance, do we put us that and say section? Okay.
Yeah, we did.
All right, good.
And this is not noting, I mean, it's not telling people to look at the subdivision ordinance. It's just using the word that the subdivision ordinance uses and the requirement it uses for plans to show.
I was just asking more or less how user-friendly things are.
Yeah.
Because I think that's probably about 45% of what makes everybody mad about government is you ask the question and nobody knows the answer.
Yeah, they tell you to go.
Everybody knows the answer.
Everybody has a different answer.
Yeah. I think that's is what I'm looking at.
To get to your point of user friendly,
mm-hmm.
We have highlighted here with provisions of subsection C.
Okay.
If you look at this ordinance that was mailed to you, there are lots of subsection C's. And so it's hard, I mean, reading it, I gather that it was one subsection C, but it's not clear.
Right.
And so subsection 4.3II, or, you know, making the format clear would help the resident be able to go through it and read it.
And also, what we did with the last ordinance that I particularly liked, and there again, I'm squeamish about ordinances, but I've said that before. What I did like, though, was we had here's a very clear, you have to follow these steps or you don't get permission. So is that...
This is the application approval.
I just want to make sure that we...
Here.
I like that. I like that being in the... You know, if you're... You won't be refused because we don't like the way you look. You'll be refused because...
So you would like to add the reason for denial of permit?
I think we did that in the last ordinance, did we not?
Yeah.
I think that's probably a good thing to do.
Okay.
That way, when somebody says, you know, this is bureaucracy, you say, yes, it is, I agree with you, but here's the steps you can take to mitigate that. I just would like to keep confusion down and anger down as much as possible when somebody doesn't understand the process or hasn't followed the process, that there's a clear method for them to get back on track.
And that hopefully makes your own job easier as well. And you can point directly to them.
And I would just say, or just as an aside, I get your point about subsection C, but I dealt with Air Force regulations for a long time. And we learned that, for example, in this case, if you're within a section and it refers to a subsection, it's the subsection in that section. Right?
Okay.
So they're going back to application approval. You go back to subsection C. C is the application for permit. So that,
oh, yeah.
So,
and I understood that.
Yeah.
But I would like people who are not from the Navy.
Oh, I'm not from the Navy.
Or Air Force. Or, you know, armed forces. Or legal background to be able to understand as well.
I think if you added subsection C of this section or, you know, something. Because Steve's right. I mean, that's obviously the way it reads, and I would agree. If that's what I would have looked at reading it, but somebody who's not as familiar with legalese and bureaucracies would not probably go to that.
There's a time where subsection D3 So it's just something to think about as far as here's another subsection C. So
when
I think we could do without changing the language, without changing the intent, just clarifying the sections.
When Mark and I started talking about this back a year ago or close to a year ago, one of the things that Mark and I talked about is trying to make our ordinances look the same. You know, one of the purposes of going through all this was to update it to meet state and federal regulations, to correct any kind of grammar wording, confusing wording, and the third thing was to make our ordinances sort of look alike. So that was kind of the general mission statement when we took off. So I think if we can make them look as close in format to the other ordinances, the better off we'd be. Just my opinion.
No, I totally agree with that. Yeah. Makes it easier to cut the paste too.
Right.
So, articles and sections.
Right. When Mark and I discussed that, that was one of the things, was making it all look the same. Uniformity. There's it right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just added Transylvania County and capitals in that section. And if we do that, then we don't have to define what county means or what planning board we're talking about.
Right.
So, that's it.
So you're recommending that in that first section, we remove where it defines words and interpretations. Mm-hmm. The word county, the word county commissioners, the word planning board. I kind of like the last three on there.
Shall, may.
May, and the word building includes the word structure.
Okay.
Don't be a word lawyer on this. They mean the same thing. That's
you can make it a structure. Right. It may not be a building.
But a building is a structure.
Right.
But I think leaving may and shall would clarify once again for someone who's not as familiar with the format of this, that if it says may, that might happen. If it says shall, it will for sure happen.
Okay.
So I that's just my personal opinion. These others, I think, could be struck if you do what you did and change the inside the body of the ordinance.
And every reference of just planning board throughout this was replaced with Transylvania County.
Yes. And it was primarily in that review section.
All right.
And the definition.
Okay.
I think those were the only two places it was mentioned.
It was just trying to put it in the same style of the sign control.
All right. So administration is moved forward, and then definitions are discussed. And I will give you a red line version of this so you can review it and consider it at the next meeting.
How soon can you send that to us, Joy?
Do you want it tomorrow? I mean, sure, we have it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
because it's here, we could give it to you tomorrow.
Should have told him not one of an hour ago.
An hour ago, I was trying to get some dinner.
But
in here.
But I don't. Yeah, the quicker you can send it to us, that's great. I think that we're moving in the right direction.
Okay. Let us know if there's any other wording that you would like. If you want us to send you the general statute as well.
Yes, please.
Because I have a few copies here.
I do. Some of the timing, I have one thing.
Yeah.
It says consideration application shall be at our next regularly scheduled meeting after receiving a recommendation from the enforcement officer. And it says the planning board shall take action on the application at that time.
May.
I don't. What if we decide to table it?
That's an action.
That is an action.
Okay.
That's true.
Feel confident that it, because it goes on to say that we can put any appropriate conditions in the field, but if we fail to take action, It should be deemed to recommend its approval.
What about if we check, maybe we need to look at may there instead of shall? I mean, I don't know.
I think shall is fine, because if the planning board entertains it, they're going to take an action.
So, yeah.
Either to table it or to make a decision on it. Well, you know, there's going to be an action.
Right.
I would say tabling is an action.
What is the time period specified in this? So they've got, so we have 10 days, 10 days to recommend the planning board. They take action on the next regularly scheduled meeting.
Right.
And if we don't do anything by a certain, what's that time?
If we don't do anything at that meeting, we're deemed approved.
No, it just says within the time period. So the time period is that next meeting.
Right. The time period specified in this subsection. And I didn't find any other.
I didn't either, that's why I asked. I don't know.
I thought that referred back to the time period specified as the next meeting.
Obviously, we need to clarify.
I'm just thinking, you know, worst case scenario, we get wrapped around the axle on something and for some reason don't get to something. I mean, God, the chances are, I know, but stuff happens. And we don't get to it, and, you know, it's a loser, but because we don't do anything, it's approved.
Approved,
yeah. The telecommunication power ordinance has a specific time frame and it requires your approval. So I can look at that and insert that for you guys to consider in the red line version.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, let's.
Okay. Because
I think we all do these things, but sometimes we could get in a discussion.
For example, what if? Just off the top of your head, what if we have no idea what they're talking about and we have to consult an expert?
Right, yeah.
You know? And it may take longer than the specified time that's in here now. Yeah, just if you don't mind, Joy, I think the one on the cell tower ordinance was a pretty good time frame. Just attach that to this. Yeah, that'd be great. All right.
That ordinance was also updated in 2014.
Believe me, I know. We spent many a long hour doing that. All right. So, is everybody happy with where we are? Do we need to go on with the discussion of this, or can with the changes we've suggested to Joy and her response, can we go move on to the next agenda item? Or is there more need for discussion? All right. If not, we'll move on and planning community development department update.
I'll let you
go ahead. If you need to do something on here.
No, I was just wondering about, I feel like I understand your thoughts on the windmills and on some of the wording, but as far as and my hesitation was, I'm fine with you guys considering it and getting back to me after you review the general ordinance about the including what tall buildings and structures do not include versus exemptions.
I'm inclined that if we've done exemptions on, this is just me, but if we've done exemptions on other ordinances we've done, we should probably follow the same format.
Okay.
But that's just me.
All right.
Just for the sake of uniformity. All right. Planning and community development update.
I am in jeans today because we are moving forward with the home funds grant to help 3 low-income homeowners, and we were doing lead inspections and initial
work write-ups and inspections of the homes. Mm-hmm. And we hope that we have the three homes, but we understand that things happen and they may elect not to take part, and so we are moving forward with getting alternates as well. Mark is in Wyoming, so he is not able to join us today, visiting his son with his whole family, and so all four of them are on a trip together. Kaylin is back. It's lovely to have her. Very happy she's back. We have closed out the grant for the Alice and Deborah House. We received the notice that that is closed. We're in the process of closing out the AIC Wi-Fi grant that should be soon. We'll wait to receive the notice that it's closed. We are working with TDA on the wayfinding project. County commissioners approved us to send down an RFP for sign companies to design, fabricate, and install signs throughout the county at 7 to 10 priority locations identified by TDA. All outside the city limits of Brevard, all outside the ETJ of Brevard. We're coordinating with Land of Sky on a grant that they received for Rosman to also have wayfinding signs. I think they wanted to highlight their picnic shelter and have a sign.
Thank you.
What else?
Is there anything on the list?
You guys may be seeing a variance in November to the definition of subdivision. For a subdivision application, there is a property owner who has 22 acres that will likely be providing us with a letter and a map describing what variance they would like to request. So that may be occurring in November. November we talked about having food and a short working meeting. And there is a question of whether we want to move the date. Mark would like us to consider the week before or the week after. But if that does not work on your schedule, we can keep the third Thursday.
Thanksgiving is the 23rd, so that's probably not good.
No.
It
couldn't be the 23rd.
No. If it's the 9th, is that the one prior to what it is mm-hmm. now? If it's the 9th, then we would have the recommendation for the county commissioners on November 14th at their meeting, if they want to hold the public meeting on that day.
Are you looking at doing that earlier?
If the only thing that restricts my work schedule would be doing the meeting earlier in the day, so I don't get out of talks away till 6.
Oh yeah.
So.
Okay.
I'd have to. 7's about as early as I can be here.
Okay.
But as far as the date, I'm fine with that date. I believe. If not, I'll let you know in the morning. But I think I'm good on still have a paper calendar. I'm moving slowly into this thing, but I check it.
Well, I will set that. Mac and Lauren are not here tonight, so I'll send the red line strikeout version for you guys to consider and pose that question of November 9th.
And the joint meeting on the 30th, is that there?
That is canceled.
Oh, that's canceled.
What's canceled?
We will not be having a joint meeting with the City of Brevard on October 30th.
Okay.
So your calendars are clear.
And I recommended to Mark, and I don't know if it's been talked about yet, that we not have a new meeting until a new board's in place. Wouldn't make much sense for me to go to a meeting and then go off the board as the chair. So the recommendation for me was that when the new board is in place, which will be February, that then the meeting with the city is scheduled sometime after that. Because then you'd have a new chair the next day. It just gets confusing. So I don't know if that's been acted on officially, but that was what I suggested to Mark.
We did propose that. Well, we proposed after the new year to
Dean. Okay.
There is nothing pressing that requires joint effort at the moment.
Yeah,
that I'm aware of.
And I think it would be better to start on a new chair, in my opinion. Also, in December, we're not having a meeting, correct?
Unless you guys deem necessary for the Mountain Ridge Protection Ordinance.
Okay, so it's kind of open at this
point. Or if there is a telecommunication tower or variance request.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
If there is, just mail it back to them and have it mailed again later. But
your credit process starts.
There you go.
You're missing this and that.
Our normal meeting date in December 3rd would be the 21st.
Right, and that's why we decided, unless there's action to be taken, pressing action, not to have a meeting.
Yeah, I agree. But if we have to
meet earlier or something in the month, right, if we had to.
Yeah, we could if there was something pressing. If there's nothing pressing, I mean, unless we're close to passing this Mountain Ridge Ordinance and we want to work on that. Other than that, I don't really see any reason to meet in December short of a variance or something, big business, big pressing business coming up.
And we could, if need be, we can finish the Mountain Ridge in January as our last action.
And I am looking, January meeting is on my schedule.
Let's make sure we put signs on the agenda just for that.
So we're thinking of a November meeting on the 9th. Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put that on my new book when I get home.
And since this is my first potluck, what do we bring?
What do you make well?
What do you want? I do it all the time.
What we just did in the past was, I think the last time we did one, and I'm not saying it'll happen this time, I think Mark brought chicken or turkey or ham or something.
Some meat.
And we all did like side dishes.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that's the format this time. We can find out, but I don't think it was planned. I think Mark actually just went and bought chicken from Ingles or somewhere, and we all did, macaroni salad or corn or, whatever. Because I brought loaves.
You want to bring dessert?
I can do a side.
Even if we're having a meeting, we can still eat.
Come on, yeah.
I'm not opposed to that.
November 9th.
All right, and then short of any pressing business, no meeting in December, then the January meeting will be at its regular time, barring weather or something. Anyhow, that it?
We did have one telecommunications come through the office for administrative review. It was a co-location, which does not require planning board approval because they did not increase the size of the tower pole from the whole, and they did not increase the width. And so they just added an antenna to the structure out in Pisgah Forest.
So. Anything else? Next is other. Anybody got any others? All right. No public comment because there's no public left. Start over there with Steve. You got any board member comments?
No, sir. I missed last month, and I was just trying to remember on the way in why I wasn't here, and I can't remember. It was a mandatory annual state meeting for basketball officials. I had to go to that. Roger referee. Don't ask me why. So I apologize for not being there. I will be here next month because there's food.
That always works.
But
you got anything? Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I just hope we can all be here with more of the meeting so we can have
a picture. No
picture. What?
If you're not going to be here after January.
Oh,
you won't even see me in the crowd after January for a few months. I'm going to Homer Rosnum. You remember how Bugs Bunny used to climb in the hole and a Wiley Cat pull the hole in behind him? The hole's going to be pulled in behind me.
I like that.
You sound like me when I went to the city board. They said you're welcome to come back any time, and I said, don't hold me for it.
Yeah. I mean, I will eventually
hey,
come back.
Why do you think I was hesitant to say I did that commissioner? I ain't been back since.
I understand.
Appreciate everybody's work on the sign control ordinance. Sorry I couldn't be here. Last month we had, it was my youngest son's birthday, and we had taken him over to the indoor trampoline park that evening. But pleasure working with you all. Can't wait for next week, next month, to find out how good cooks you are.
You're not excited.
I'll have my wife
make
something
nice. He meant that too, yeah.
What's that?
She said, are you excited about the Mountain Ridge Protection Ordinance?
Oh,
she
yeah.
He meant
yeah,
that
yeah
too.
I'm so fired up about that, I'm afraid to say it. This year.
Well, I would think, wouldn't that, it seems to me like we ought to be able to do that next
I
time.
Think so.
Done with it, don't you?
It's pretty yeah. straightforward.
Doesn't yeah. seem like there's as much
yeah.
required of that one as there was of the sign ordinance, but. Could be wrong. But. Anything else? There?
No.
Anything else? Once again, I just want to repeat what I repeated what I said last month. I enjoy working with this board. This is a much different atmosphere than we've had in previous boards, and it's gone a lot better. There's still disagreement within what we do, but it seems to be more.
Productive.
There you go. Maybe that's the word. We'll go with that. But I think this board's been a very good mix and a very good. There's been a lot of consensus, and you know, as I said, I still think there's a lot of diversity. It's just been a lot less. It's been a little quieter. With that, I don't have anything else. I would consider a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. If you agree, get up.
I hope to see some of you on Monday.
You know, that next yes. meeting is going to be like the week after we beat y'all in Raleigh.
Oh, jeez.
You aware of that?
Well,
I might come in with a Wolfpack flag running around.
First, I'd make sure that happens.
Yeah, that one's coming up, isn't it?